जय राधव कुंज बिहारे
The following is a class by His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj on Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 17, on the occasion of appearance of Lord Narsingadev in Mayapur, India.
Gopi Jana Bala Bha Yuvara Dhari भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
So we're learning over 27th Canto, Chapter 8, Deck 17. Is that the verse on the board?
Yes.
This verse describes the appearance of Lord Narsingadev. Satya, Vilato, Vidyam, Vritya,
Break up
and animal.
Krishna,
a human being.
So we selected this verse for discussion today because this verse in the Bhagavatam actually describes the appearance of the Lord as to prove that the statement of the servant Prahlad Maharaj was substantial. In other words, to prove that the Supreme Lord is present everywhere. Even within the pillar of an assembly hall, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has exhibited a wonderful form never seen before. The form was neither that of a man nor that of a lion. Thus the Lord appeared in his wonderful form in the assembly hall, purported by His divine grace. Is Bhakti Radha Swami Shri Prabhupada. Shri Prabhupada ki. When they had it, when they had it, Kaji Kumar Prahlad Maharaj, where is your Lord? Is he present in this pillar? Prahlad Maharaj feels the fearless in life. Yes, my Lord is present everywhere. They could remember Shri Kashyapu that the statement of Prahlad Maharaj was unmistakably true. The Lord appeared from the pillar. The Lord appeared as half lion, half man. So that Shri Kashyapu could not understand whether the great giant was a lion or a human being. To substantiate Prahlad's statement, the Lord proved that his devotee, as declared in the Bhagavad Gita, is never vanquished. Prahlad Maharaj, the demonic father, has repeatedly threatened to kill Prahlad. But Prahlad was confident because he could not be killed since he was protected by the Supreme Lord. By praying from his pillar, the Lord encouraged his devotee, saying in effect, "Don't worry, I am present here." By manifesting his form in the Sikhadev, the Lord also preserved the truth of God Brahma's promise that Janakashipu will not be killed by any animal or any man. The Lord appeared in a form that could not be said to be fully a man or a lion. Oh, Yandrasya Yam Janasya
Jai
Shri Krishna Chaitanya
Prabhu Nityananda
Shri Advaita
So this verse describes the appearance of the Lord as the single day. One of the Lord's various names is Achintya. What does Achintya mean? Inconceivable. So the Lord is inconceivable. Nothing is impossible for the Lord. He can pass an elephant through the eye of a needle. He can appear in a fish form, half man, half lion. In the early days of a movement, we had a court case in America. And the prosecution was trying to prove this is a concoction. So they brought a picture on the same day in the courtroom and said, "My Lord! This is their God. Amen, amen." So, most people don't realize God is inconceivable. So, the story in the past time that led to the Lord appearance as Nisimhadev is very nicely described in the seventh canto of the Bhagavatam. In the seventh canto, there are 10 chapters that describe this pasan of the appearance of the Lord to protect his holy Prahlad. And there is discussion on this topic also in the third canto that describes the journey of the Kumaras away from the planets. The four Kumaras were the sons of Brahma. They were called Kumaras because by their mystic power they were able to control their body from growing. Their father had desired that they get married to expand the progeny, but they were determined to remain Brahmacharis. They were able to control the growth of their bodies. And a young child naturally doesn't manifest the symptoms of sense enjoyment. So the Kumaras had entered the weapons of planets, and as soon as they entered the weapons of planets, they experienced great ecstasy and happiness and bliss. And the desire was to ultimately have an audience with the Lord. And in order to get an audience with the Lord, they had to pass through many gates. Like if you ever go to see the President of India, we'd meet several times. By the time you get to meet him, the past were 8 or 9 gates, and finally when the building was so designed. Anyway, the Kumaras had gone through the first 6 gates, and the 7th gate, the doorkeepers, like you see in most Indian temples, they have jagajai at the entrance. They said, "Oh, you naked children, you can't go in. This time we have our lectures here. The children are making noise. You tell them to go out and play. Only the disciplined kids can sit on the bus." But Jayavijaya, the doorkeeper, didn't consider it appropriate that the naked children would come in. So they stopped the Kumaras from entering into the seminary, penetrating. Kumaras were upset. They were experiencing such great ecstasy that they said, "You are unqualified to stay here. How can you stop us from experiencing the transcendental pleasure that we are experiencing?" And as a result, the Kumaras proceeded to curse the doorkeepers. If God wanted to curse the doorkeepers, the doorkeepers did not get alarmed when they heard that they were going to get cursed. Parikshit Maharaj was cursed to die. He didn't panic. You go to a doctor and the doctor says, "You have cancer, you want to pass away a few days." We panic and everyone panics. But Parikshit Maharaj said, "Show the very royal way, exemplary path, how to leave the body." So the Jayavijaya, the two doorkeepers, they didn't mind getting cursed. But they had only one desire. What is that desire? That they may be able to constantly remember the Lord. This was their desire. Anyone who remembers the passion of the Lord progresses spiritually, just like fire. Fire, anyone who touches it, he gets his hands burned. So remembrance of the passion of the Lord is so important. It doesn't matter in what mood you meditate, Meditate as an enemy, as a devotee, as a lover, as a son, you benefit. So Jayavijaya said, okay, if you want to curse, that's fine. But put us in a position that we can always remember the Lord. And that should be our desire. And the naked devotion, Rupa Goswami, there's so many rules in admission. Do the don'ts of this God, devotees. But in the end it is said that the purpose of all these rules and regulations is to bring us to the point and we always remember Krishna. And never? So this auspicious day, this would be a good resolution to make. That I would mold my life in such a way that I can always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. So Jayavijaya agreed to accept the curse. He didn't argue or try to counteract it. And the only desire was put us in a position where we could remember the Lord. While the dialogue was going on between the Kumaras and the doorkeepers, the Lord had heard the entire dialogue. Just like we were talking over here, and outside someone speaking loudly, you go out to see what's happening. So the Lord came to see what was happening. And the Kumaras saw how intimately connected the doorkeepers were to the Lord. This they realized, or at least they felt. We made a mistake. We should not have cursed these two doorkeepers. They are so intimate to the Lord. And maybe we should withdraw our curse. But the Lord said, no, it's my desire that you curse them. Why? The Lord was standing and appearing on the planet. And he wanted his own devotees to play the role of demons to make it faster and more rational. This doesn't mean that now we start cursing each other and say, this is the Lord's desire that I curse him. Now, the Lord said, it's my desire that he curse him. And Jayavijaya became Hiranyakashipu Puri Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyaksha was killed by the Lord who appeared in what our home. And this really angered Hiranyakashipu. But the sons of Diti and Kashyapa. And there's certain signs for procreation. Like in our books, we talk about Babylon Sanskar. But they were conceived. At the time we wasn't very auspicious. And as a result, they grew up with this demonic mentality. Hiranyakashipu was very angry because Hiranyaksha was killed by and the Lord appeared as an important connection. As we said earlier, the Lord is a chintya. He can appear as a fish, as a bone, as a half mind and half mind. We can take one footstep, cover the whole earth planet. The one footstep, you can cover everything from the earth to the sky. Nothing is impossible for the Lord. That is the realization of a devotee in the path of Bhakti Yoga. Sri Hiranyakashipu's sister-in-law and mother were lamenting, oh, our son or my husband got killed. Hiranyakashipu at that time put up on that. He appeared on the sea where they were there. And he tried to console his mother and his sister-in-law and his nephews. Hiranyakashipu knows the philosophy inside out. We read in the seventh canto. You see how strongly he preaches. He explained to his mother and sister-in-law, just like when we're traveling, we come together for some time, and then we get separated again. So he said, that's how we all come together for some time, and then we get separated again. So what's there to limit? After all, the soul doesn't die. It's only the body that is perishable. And he was preaching this philosophy. And he gave an example of a king, Suyojana, who died in a battle. His wife was so attached to the body of their husband that they would not let the body go for funeral. They were just crying loudly, hoping that the dead are there, then that they would come back to life. And Yamraj heard their cries, and Yamraj came down to his holy planet, and the young boy walked into the assembly and preached to them. He said, it appears by your crying, you're not going to bring a dead husband back to life. And I'm going to give an example of a cruel hunter who used to attract birds by throwing food to them. And when these birds would come to eat the food, he would shoot them. So there was a hundred wives and kids. And the hunter threw some food, and the she-bird, flung a bird, got captured by the hunter. She fell in the hunter's net. The husband was saying, now my better half is caught in a net. What am I going to do? How am I alive? Going to bring up these children? Just lamenting. He also put a thing on the net. So, Hiranyakashipu gave an example to show how ultimately you're all going to get captured by the process of death. There's no need to lament. Just like the Bhagavad Gita says, the wise man doesn't lament for the living or the dead. So Hiranyakashipu knew the philosophy very well. The Hiranyakashipu's ultimate aim was to become, what was his ultimate aim? To become deathless. And he was performing very great austerities on a hill known as, what was it known as? Is performing many austerities. You think you do yoga? Yeah. Okay. Ramdev is supposed to be very famous in yoga. How long can the best yoga performer stand on his shoulders? 10, 15 minutes? 20 minutes? But Hiranyakashipu, when he was performing his austerities, he stood on his toes with his hands raised toward the sky for 100 years. 100 years, and you go through thousands of years by today's calculation. Very soon, obviously, seen. For June, you're going to celebrate Nirjali Kadarsi. How many of you are planning on really observing Nirjali Kadarsi in the water? And that's all. Okay. In Russia, it's almost 99%. Okay, anyway, you do Nirjali Kadarsi for one day, no water, big achievement. Vijnani Kajipuru was so austere. A, he stood on his toes, his hands raised over the sky. For hundreds of the 2 years, 6 months of a lovely man into the 12 hours of the heavenly planet. So, and then, not only did he stand on his toes with his hand raised toward the sky, he did not take a drop of water. You won't take a drop of water for one day and then you're a Kadasi. Anything is a big achievement. Vijnani Kashyapu did not take a drop of water for hundreds and several years. For thousands of years, he didn't take a drop of water. He was so austere. And his whole body had become an anthill. An anthill that is a hill. We have thousands of ants going up and down. Then you have sometimes an ant crawls into our body and you feel so irritated, am I right? We kind of told him one ant, we need to get garland, and sometimes we get garland and ants in them. The moment the ant trickles into your head, you feel irritated. But Vijnani Kashyapu, we get thousands of ants going up and down his body. All his flesh was eaten by the ants. And he did not feel irritated at all. Can you match that performance? Letting thousands of ants cross his body. Standing with the toes, hands raised toward the sky, not a drop of water. You are performing all these austerities. Why? And fire emanating from his head. The whole planet was full of smoke. He was so powerful. And he had a certain desire. And what was the desire? To become dead. So the demigods were very unhappy. They could not tolerate all this. The whole planet was full of smoke. That's why there's fire, if there's fire nearby, and there's smoke in the room, you feel suffocated, isn't it? You want to run away from that location. The demigods came to Brahma and said, do you know the austerity that Vijnani Kashyapu is performing? Why is he performing? He wants to occupy your position. It's impossible for us to stay in our planet. There's so many disturbance. Please come and stop this. Brahma said, okay. Brahma proceeded to the demigod to find an avenue. They didn't even know where he was performing his austerity. They were searching for an avenue. And then they finally, they were standing right next to where Vijnani Kashyapu was. And they could not identify. Because they saw so many ants going up and down, up and down, up and down. And they thought that they're standing next to an ant. So they discovered, oh! This is the Vijnani Kashyapu. His whole body eaten by ants. And Rama, from his Kamandalu, he sprinkled the water on the Vijnani Kashyapu's body. And as a result, the Vijnani Kashyapu became a young man. Speaking of rejuvenated young man. And the limbs of his body were so strong that each limb could easily tolerate a thunderbolt. Remember the thunderbolt could not penetrate, we that we give source to all kinds of anger. The Brahma said, why performing all the austerities? He explained his desire to have a benediction that he will not die. And Brahma said, how can I give you that benediction? Because ultimately, even I am black. How can I give you that benediction? And what are you asking to give up? Okay, please don't give a benediction. No. He thought of various plans by which he may get the assurance that nothing will happen to him. So he asked for different benedictions. What is the benediction he asked for? I will not be killed in the sky, water, land. I will not be killed in sight and I may not be killed by any weapon, no missiles, or any animal. I may not be killed either in the day or the night. So, why did you mention animals? Well, his brother was killed by animals, but Lord, but he didn't want to take chances. He conceived of every possible means by which a person would die. And he got the assurance from Brahma. Having obtained all these assurances, Yamakashi goes on. Now I have achieved the same goal that I was hoping to achieve by a direct benediction. And Hiranyakashipu began to rule over the planet where he was cruel. He stopped all the sacrifices and so on. When Hiranyakashipu was performing his austerities, the lad was in his mother's womb. The mother's name was Kalu. The lad had three brothers. Hiranyakashipu had four sons. And the most famous of the four sons is? We should not forget that the lad is also one of the Mahajan, Sangmuni Rana Sangmu, Kamala Kigiva Manu, Prabhupada Janaka Pismu, only by 12 Mahajans are identified in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And one of them is the saint Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad was in his mother's womb at that time, and the demigod was thinking, Hiranyakashipu has made our life so unbearable. And if another son is born, like in English you say, like father, like son. You have that before. That doesn't always happen, but it does. So, they were concerned that they become dead by Indra. Then a son in the womb of Kalu may not become another demon and a dragon. Prahlad's mother till Narada Muni appeared at the scene. Narada Muni had single-pointed objective to deliver Narada and meet one of the Mahajan. Narada Muni also is a source of spiritual authority. Narada Muni appeared at the scene and said, what are you doing? You're dragging! Mary, this is not proper behavior. And the Jeremiah is very interested. Jodi no she is. She is a notorious Mrs. Nadia. And child in a womb is another demon. You're going to make our living unbearable. Like father, like son. The Nan Muni assured the parent that he is a demigod. The child in a womb is not a demon but a great devotee. The major the assurance of Nan Muni. Demigod relieves the plant from the was given shelter in Nanda Muni's ashram. And Nanda Muni gave her instruction on the path of Bhagavad Dharma, which later on she forgot, but Prahlad retained. So Prahlad was simply alive from his birth. You can't glorify Lord Vasudeva without discussing about his beloved devotee. Prahlad, for the very reason Lord appeared as the Singhadev was to protect his beloved devotee. Again and again in the scriptures, the Lord has pointed out that he protects his devotee. What did Krishna tell Arjuna? You declare to the world what? Krishna could have told directly, my devotee is not perishing, don't worry. But he instead chose a devotee. You tell the world, my devotee will never perish. Just like in the modern day advertising industry. You know, the movie stars, sports stars, you endorse the product. They buy their shaving cream, it's very good. They get paid $1 million for saying that. But then people buy it. So they probably got this idea. The Krishna said, imagine the movie. Because the manufacturer himself can say, my shaving cream is the best. We get the movie star and sports star. No, you say it's the best. The Krishna could have directly said, because, no, no, you say that my devotee will never perish. So Prahlad had to go through severe turbulences. It's not uncommon for the devotees of the Lord to face challenges. Of course, right now we're sitting in India, but at least so far, in peace awaiting them quite openly. But there are many parts of the world we can't do that. There are many parts of the world where devotees have to go underground, devotees have to go in suits, devotees have to risk their lives to say the Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And devotees have done that. And that's why the Krishna consciousness movement today is virtually in every corner of the globe. You will be sacrificed made by all of the Prabhupada. They have risked their lives and gone in atmospheres. The Krishna was totally unknown and made for the challenge which challenged Krishna consciousness. So Prahlad had to preach under very difficult circumstances. His father was opposed to any glorification of Vishnu at all. His father would repeatedly tell him, where are you getting this attraction for Vishnu? His father would chastise Prahlad's teacher when names were Sandanvarga. The sons of Shukracharya. Shukra means semen. The two categories are spiritual masters. One who descends, one who becomes a guru at birth, the other is life qualification. One is another is qualification, guna. So Prahlad had to go through very severe challenges, far more severe than any of us that we had to go through in any part of the world. Prahlad, father, when he saw that Prahlad not stopping his dedication to Vishnu, he's not giving it up. He warned him many times, son of Amarka. They also warned Prahlad. Prahlad's father would chastise his teacher. He would say, you don't realize the Vaishnavas are coming in disguise and brainwashing my son, and you are not noticing it. And Sanjay Maharaj would say, sir, we are Brahmins. Don't chastise us like that. We are self-bewildered. We don't know how your son gets all this knowledge. We are bewildered ourselves. We haven't seen any Vaishnavas from these guys. We have very tight security around them. We are also bewildered. I said, don't worry, we'll brainwash him. Nothing to worry. So we went through an intensive brainwashing program. You know what brainwashing? In the early days of our movement in the Western country, you were accused. The Hare Krishna brainwashing. So Prabhupada gave a story. He said, there was once a deaf man was calling his wife. He said, his wife, come here. The wife was cooking in the kitchen and she said, I'm coming, I'm cooking right now. And the husband waited in her impatience. Wife, come here. She said, I'm coming. Finally got impatient and said, are you deaf, you can't hear? Calling you for such a long time. The Prabhupada gave this example to show. He was deaf. We were editing his wife, are you deaf? So we are all brainwashed by this materialistic society. Especially in Kali with the advertising industry is so big. What is the advertising industry? Is made agenda. Brainwash you. Isn't it? Decide to brainwash you. Buy this product, this will satisfy you, make you happy. In the next moment, you see one commercial, try this product. In the next minute, you see another commercial, try this product. Isn't it? So, we don't brainwash, we just undo the brainwashing. So, Prahlad had to go through a lot of these challenges. But he still would not stop his dedication. Prahlad had big experience. Severe chives of punishment. He was administered poison. Prahlad took the poison and offered it to Prashad and Krishna. The Krishna to the Prashad. Poison. He was thrown from mountain tops. And if you had that experience, and if you were thrown over mountain top, he had elephants walk over him. And if you had that experience, you have two elephants, you have two elephants. You can't let them walk over you. He was thrown in fire, burning fire. He was thrown in boiling oil. He had poisonous snakes surrounding him. Mr. Prahlad was fearless. And Prabhupada, Prabhupada was given the name of Major. Fearless. Prahlad in every situation is protected by the law. So Prahlad's father asked him, where are you getting all your strength from? I have tried to kill you. I've had the teachers chastise you. But still, you're fearless. Nothing's happening to you. How is it? How is it possible? Where are you getting all your strength from? I'm getting my strength from the same source that you're getting your strength. God is the source of intelligence for the devotee. And the non-devotee. So I'm getting my strength from the same place. Where is your God? He said, everywhere. God's everywhere. And then, is he in the ceiling? Is he in this pillar? And Prahlada, yes, he's everywhere. So when he heard that the Lord was in the pillar, he took his sword out, thinking that now I have captured the Lord. He's in the pillar. And he took his sword and hit the pillar. And out of the pillar emerged the form of the single day. You know, the time to be scripture for a lot. So, when he first appeared in the single day, the sound was so intense that even not Brahma, when he heard the war sound, he thought the world was cracking. Just like sometimes, I believe a few days ago, you had a hurricane or a windy monsoon here. But now in the rainy season, you have lightning and thundering and so on. So when the demigods heard this sound, it was so loud, they thought the world was cracking. And when Hiranyakashipu saw the swarm of Narsingadeva, for a minute he was bewildered. This swarm? I've never seen. Half man, half lion. How is this possible? But then he recognized, yeah, this will be another trick of Vishnu. Vishnu, they can fight with me? Okay, we are ready for a fight. He took out his sword and attacked the Lord. The Lord attacked him. The Lord then had him under grip. But then he let him run away. There's a Garuda. Capture the snake and leave it. And when the Lord let him go away, the demigods were watching the encounter. Said, oh, alas, alas! Granted to escape, my God! Our living will be terrible. You think that movie we see is hero fighting with a villain? Sometimes it appears that the hero is about to lose the battle. Isn't this? People panic. And in the end, the hero ends up winning the battle. Think about this idea probably from this. Because if he died in the fight that took place between Hiranyakashipu and Fools. And the time disappeared as Hiranyakashipu was winning. So finally, the Lord placed him on his chest, placed him on his lap. And with his nails, bifurcated, telling what was body, with his nails. Hiranyakashipu had obtained various assurances from the Lord. The Lord is so kind, he keeps the promises of his devotees intact. And the Lord knew He showed us his human body. The king of Brahma showed us his intact. The Lord killed this powerful demon here in Kashyapu. He killed him at what time? While evening. And then a day or night. He killed him right in the entrance. The father of the young Kashyapu had a pain in his shoulders. I won't make you lie there in the day or in the night. Either inside or outside. He killed him on his lap. He's just honoring Brahma's assurance. He will not be killed in the sky, in the earth, or water. He killed him by his nails. He had become so powerful, Hiranyakashipu, that each limb of his could tolerate a thunderbolt. But the Lord just killed him with his nails, not using any weapons at all. So keeping all of Brahma's promises intact, the Lord, what did he do? He killed Hiranyakashipu. Prabhupada was doing a lecture in Los Angeles on this occasion. The occasion of the period about the second day. The Prabhupada, at the end of the lecture, said, jokingly, after killing Hiranyakashipu, the Lord told Brahma, don't give such assurances in future. You made my job very hard. The Lord had to keep all of Brahma's assurances and still kill. So this is the inconceivable nature of the Lord. And the Lord always honors to protect his glory. After this benediction, after Hiranyakashipu being killed, the Lord was so angry that no one was ready to go next to him. And then because he was ready, the Shri wasn't ready. She had never seen such a beautiful form of the Spirit. Then in the end, the Brahma told Prahlad, you won't pacify the Lord. And Prahlad was then instantly pacified the Lord. And then the Lord asked Prahlad, Prahlad, because of me, you had to go through so many inconveniences. Ask me for any benediction that you want. Any benediction that you want. And Prahlad said, my dear Lord, if you want to give me a benediction, just give me the benediction that I may always be with the devotees, engaged in your devotional service. And please may not have any lusty desires in my heart. Please give me a benediction that I may have no lusty desires in the earth. And Prahlad said, a servant who surrenders to a master expecting some visual benefit, and a master who acknowledges a servant just to get some visual benefit, and not a true master, not a true servant. He's a, what did he say? He's a businessman. So I don't want any benediction from you. If you want to give me a benediction, just give me a benediction that I can engage in pure emotional service in the association of the body. That should be our mood, to just aspire for pure emotional service. Not that I'm going to serve the Lord, but I want this concession. The more concession you take, the less benefit you get by rendering service. If you render service in the mood of unmotivation, you get your love of God. The Prahlad said, by your Lord, my father was a great demon. He gave me a lot of trouble. he fought with you. But still, because he was my father, please, if you desire, you give me the very good. And what is, you know, the Lord was mentioning, you're the master. He's already the very good. Of course, he was sealed by the Lord. That is no small achievement. But also, he was the father of Vedic Vodhi Prahlad. The Prabhupada explained, if any family is going to become the pure devotee, he liberates up to 21 generations of the minister. So, today is your special day of the appearance of Lord Nrsimhadev. The Bhagavatam has said that anybody who meditates on this pastime of Prahlad Maharaj and Nrsimhadev will become free of the true attraction. So how many of you want to become free of the true attraction? How many of you want to become free of the true attraction? Okay. So, Bhagavatam says, anyone who hears, meditates, talks about this pastime of the Lord will become very rich. So we should, on this auspicious day, pray to Lord Nrsimhadev that please make all visual desires get vanquished. What is the Lord say? My dear Lord, if you want to give me a benediction, please give me this benediction that all the visual desires may be vanquished. Now may we have that desire. Okay. So pray to the Lord that all the visual desires may get vanquished. And may engage in pure emotions of the brothers. So here in Mayapur, you have this very wonderful deity of Lord Nrsimhadev, that Prahlad Maharaj, being looked after very well by Janani Vansh from my esteem. And I think Janani was here. Okay. I'm making places. So there was the deity of being looked after so nicely. So, pray to Lord Nrsimhadev to be blessed with pure emotional service. There's so many wonderful stories of Prahlad, but there's no time. Prahlad Guru wants to preach. He went through all these difficulties, but he is only to that one. Prahlad said, my dear Lord, I'm not worried about my own liberation, but I'm worried about those who are trying to avoid distress or happiness. So we should cultivate the mood of Prahlad Maharaj, become fearless in our preaching, take to the path of pure devotional service, and only pray, please vanquish all the material desires, and let me be pleased, bless me, by giving pure devotional service. Prahlad Maharaj ki
jai,
Shrimad Bhagavatam ki
jai,
Prahlad Nrsimhadev ki
jai,
Namo Krishna.
Thank you for listening to His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. For more information, please visit gkgoswami.com.